This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Dad, you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine, Emma. How was breakfast with Mum?
Yeah, fine, good. But Mum said you wanted to talk to me?
I just wanted to tell you myself, face-to-face sort of thing. I'm thinking of... trying to track down my biological parents.
Oh. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, Dad.
What?
Oh, I thought for a sec something was seriously wrong, like you were really poorly.
Oh, love, no. No, not at all.
I think I'm just in that place where, you know, you catastrophise, you know?
Even when your mum said it was nothing to worry about.
Oh, I was thinking, what if she's just saying that?
Oh, Emma.
Because I know you had that dizzy spell and them tests.
Oh, well, that's one of the things that actually triggered this whole plan, in a way. Should I put the kettle on? What's wrong?
Oh, it's silly. So silly. I'm just relieved that you're all right. I thought when you didn't come to the tea room, it meant something. I'm sorry, Dad.
No, you don't need to apologise.
Oh, really teary at the moment. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic.
It's not pathetic at all. You've been through a hell of a lot recently. A hell of a lot.
Oh, we all have. And anyway, I don't want to talk about me. I really don't. Tell me what's going on. Tell me everything.
Well, I'll put the kettle on first, shall I?
Okay.
Where's your mother?
Oh, she's coming. She was chatting to everyone and she wanted to go to the shop, so I left her to it. I was desperate to come and see you, to be honest.
Hiya, Joy.
Oh, hello, Susan.
I just wanted to ask if there's any more space left on the coach for the panto.
Yeah, I think so, because we had a couple of people pull out. How many seats are you after?
Oh, just for me and Neil.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely do that.
Everyone seems to be going on the coach, so I changed my mind.
We have got quite a gang.
I thought, well, we can have a little drink, not worry about the parking.
Oh, that's it, yes.
Morning, Joy. Susan.
Hiya, Fallon.
Oh, hi, Fallon. Just need a couple of things for the ball.
Oh, how's it all going there?
Yeah, it's really good. It's great to be my own boss again.
Oh, I can imagine.
Though, actually, my mum is my boss, so I'm not exactly my own boss.
But you two get on so well.
We do, yeah, but there's always stuff, isn't there? Mothers and daughters. I mean, we drive each other mad. It's just the nature of the beast.
Oh, Emma and I can be terrible. But we're ever so close at the same time. You and Rochelle are probably the same, aren't you, Joy?
Yeah, kind of. What are you looking for, Fallon? Anything I can help with?
Anyway, I'd better go. I'll see you later.
Bye, Susan. Have you got any parsley?
Dried or fresh?
Preferably fresh.
Yep, by the garlic.
Oh, lovely. Oh, this shop is so brilliant.
Oh, we're lucky, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. You know, some villages haven't even got a pub, let alone a decent shop or the post office. Well, it's a bit tough for you, working on a Sunday.
Oh, I don't mind. Mick's actually gone away this weekend, so I'd be all on my own anyway.
Is Rochelle not around?
No, she's not. Not this weekend, no. Can I help you find anything else?
Ginger biscuits.
On the left.
Oh, perfect.
There you go, love. So, after I talked to Astra, your mum and I had this chat with Adam. And he told us about how he found his sister online. You know, his half-sister who's Irish.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we decided it was worth trying something like that, because if we go down the social services route, it could take months. And now I've made the decision, I'd hate to miss the boat.
Yeah, of course.
So your mum put a message on this website and now we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, it's great you've made a start.
I'm sorry I didn't say anything before.
Say anything before what?
Before we posted a message, I suppose.
Oh, Dad, you don't need my permission.
No, no, but I hope you don't mind.
Mind? Why would I mind?
Well, I suppose because it might affect you and Christopher somehow. I mean, if I do find any blood relatives at all, well, they'll be your relatives too.
Yeah, but me and Chris, we just want whatever you want, Dad. I'm really glad you're doing this.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's brilliant that you finally feel ready, I suppose.
Well, I will contact social services too. I'll try all avenues, you know. I mean, just because the online business worked for Adam doesn't mean it'll work for me.
Dad?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Yes, of course.
Why didn't you do it before? I mean, I never really understood it. What stopped you looking? Even when I was a kid, I used to think I would go looking if it was me. It was, well, abandoned. I'd want to know why. I'd want to find my mum.
I mean, I had a mum and dad, Emma. I had lovely foster parents.
Yeah, I know you did, but like the mystery of it left on a doorstep.
Well, yeah, that was it. Who leaves a baby on a doorstep, eh? Someone who's in trouble. Someone who's in a bad way, mentally, physically, I don't know. And I was afraid to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, if I was honest, my darkest fear is, or was, or still is, not who is my mum, but who's my dad. I mean, what if he's not a good person? What if my conception was not, you know, was not...
Oh, Dad.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Because that... That's a reason, isn't it?
Well, it's one reason.
And I couldn't bear the idea of that, of my father, my biological father, being that kind of man, because then what does that make me, eh?
One of the kindest men on the planet.
Oh.
No, I mean, that is what you are.
Oh, thank you, love.
You're the man that we love. We adore you, me and Chris and Mum and all the kids.
Well, that's nice.
It's true.
Anyway, now, I think, well, time's passing and maybe it's now or never and I think I can cope with the truth now, whatever the truth may be.
Sorry, Joy.
Don't apologise. What have you forgotten?
Whole grain mustard. Honestly, I need a really good sort out of what we've got in that kitchen. My dad's system seems a bit wacky and that's putting it politely. Where's the mustard, Joy, sorry?
Bottom shelf.
Ah, brilliant. Thank you.
Morning, all.
Oh, hi, Vince.
Hey, Vince. Oh, here. Thanks.
That's $2.65 for the mustard.
Yeah.
Cash or card?
Card, please, Joy.
Oh, Fallon.
Yeah?
Is it true that Harrison isn't going to captain the cricket team this season?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, interesting. That's very interesting.
Why is that, then?
Why is it interesting?
Oh, sorry, no. I meant, why is Harrison not being captain?
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, he's going to be working a lot. He's got a lot on, basically.
Do you know if they've got anyone else lined up?
I don't, Vince. Sorry. I better get back. I'm supposed to be serving up roast dinners at the Bull in an hour.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise.
Oh, no, that's all right. That's fine. Well, come and have a roast dinner if you fancy it.
Oh, I might just do that.
Okay, great. Well, I'll see you later, both.
See you later, Fallon.
I used to be a hell of a cricket player back in the day.
Did you know?
Well, you know me, Joy. Never one for the false modesty.
Right, we're all sorted for the couch trip, Neil.
Oh, are we?
Just spoken to Joy and she's booked us two seats.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, that's great, you're both on the coach.
We don't want to miss out on the fun, do we?
No, we most certainly don't.
Right, I'd better get going, Mum.
Okay, love.
Okay.
And I think it's brilliant, Dad, what you're doing. I think it's really brave.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, it is.
And it's exciting, too.
Terrifying, more like.
Oh, Neil.
Let me know, though, won't you, Dad, if you hear anything?
Mm-hmm. Of course we will.
Yeah, but it's unlikely.
Oh, you never know, Neil. You never know. Can I help you find anything, Vince?
I was just looking around. Actually, I came in for a paper.
Oh, I'm afraid that's all we've got left.
Oh, that's all right. You've got the one I want.
Oh, good.
Elizabeth and I do not share the same choice of newspaper.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she gets one delivered, but it's not the right one.
Well, so long as you're both happy.
Yeah, we're very happy, I think. I hope. She's a good influence. Keeps me on the straight and narrow. Can I pay by card, just for the paper?
Of course you can. There's no limit here.
Did it work?
Yep, that's all gone through.
No, I'd love to get my whites on again.
Your whites?
Yeah, I'd love to be cricket captain for Ambridge.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe you should put yourself forward.
They probably want someone younger, don't they?
Not necessarily.
I mean, I'd bring experience, you know.
Of course you would.
Well, my joints aren't what they were.
Oh, don't talk to me about joints.
Oh, it's the knees with me.
I know, me and all.
Really?
I think knees are like windows.
Sorry?
There's that saying, isn't there, about eyes being the windows of the soul. But I always think, no, it's knees that are the real windows, because they're the first thing to go in a house, because they're so easily damaged, aren't they?
I know what you mean.
You must think I'm mad.
Not at all, Joy.
Anyway.
Oh, before I go, I was going to ask you something.
What's that?
Did you book the tickets for the Ambridge trip to the Panto?
I did, yes, but the coach is pretty much full now, Vince.
No, I was thinking about the Panto for a work outing. We didn't have a Christmas do, you see.
Oh, I think that's an excellent idea, Vince.
You don't think it's too childish?
Oh, no. Everyone loves a Panto, don't they?
I mean, people can bring their kids, obviously. That's the idea, a family outing sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. We all need more joy.
Yeah, that's very true.
Maybe you could check the website again in a bit.
Just let me finish the potatoes and I will.
Well, maybe that's daft, checking every 5 minutes.
No, let's check, why not?
I think I've got to face facts, haven't I?
What facts are those?
That I've probably gone and left it too late to meet my biological mother. Or my biological father, for that matter. Or he's got to be in the late 80s, at least.
Right, I'm done with these. Just
got to
find my phone.
Oh, it's on the table here.
Oh, yes. I'm happy to keep checking, Neil, whatever you want, but, you know, we only left that message on Friday. It's not a lot of time.
Yes, I know. And I'll definitely get onto social services this week.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I think the more proactive you are, the better you'll feel.
I just don't.
What?
Want to get my hopes up.
Oh, Neil.
Well, maybe that's one of the reasons I didn't start looking before, because I couldn't face the disappointment. And I'm torn, you know, between excitement and terror, which isn't very relaxing. And then I think, well, you don't have to do this, Neil. Why do you need to know at all? Can't you be happy with what you got?
Neil.
What?
You won't believe this.
What?
We've got a reply.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry with the hope of a spiritual breakthrough
gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Board-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.